Reading sex. The stories here are all aged horny, and some also corny, but most definitely, all of the stories are downright sexy with adult themes, sexually explicit content and strong language. I have not written these characters and stories. I just love reading them. Oh God. Yes. Written by Nicolette. It was hard being at my dad's house. It was already late and I went to the only place I liked in that tiny flat, the balcony. The cold night air calmed me down slightly. If there was one person on earth that drove me nuts and made me lose all my patience, it was my father. He had the most wonderful way of making me as self-conscious as possible, pulling my confidence way down to the floor. I leaned on the bar and watched as a couple of cars drove by. It was quite cold, and I crossed my arms and sighed. I really wanted to get out of here. It was a couple of seconds later that I heard someone whistle and I jumped and looked to my right. The fright actually made me cover my mouth with my hand to stifle a scream. It was him. "Hello, Layla." He grinned at me. "What are you doing here?" I breathed out and tried not to show how absolutely delighted I was to see him. It had been almost 5 years since I last saw him. He was probably 26 now, but looked the same as I remembered. Brian was probably the first real crush I had. I was 14 when I first met him. He was my bad guy, older guy first crush, and I had forgotten how sexy he was. He had that rocker look, hair that was a little too long and dark blonde, tattoos on his arms and on his back, wonderfully muscular. He had the hottest face with the best smile you could find. He breathed in his cigarette and shrugged, still grinning and looking me up and down. Even now, 18 years old and out of school, he still had me blushing like my 14-year-old self almost 5 years ago. He looked even better than I remembered. And even as we stood maybe 3 or 4 feet away, I could see he was looking at me in a different way. When I was 14, I had met him a few weeks before the beginning of the summer holidays. As I found out later on, he was 21 and on house arrest, probably because of drugs or something of the sort, but he never went into it. We would sit on our balconies until 3 or 4 in the morning just talking. I remembered he used to make me laugh all the time. And blush. Every other sentence he let out of his mouth would make me go ridiculously red. And when we wouldn't talk, he would play the guitar and I would sit watching as he smoked and played and smiled at me, making my 14-year-old self fall for him very painfully. I leaned on the bar, now in front of him, and smiled. He was still grinning back, staring. "You look amazing, Layla," he said finally. I smiled but said nothing. Like back then, he had come out to the balcony wearing nothing but a pair of old jeans and I was slightly distracted. I had really good taste way back when I was 14. "So what are you up to now?" he asked and lit another cigarette without taking his eyes off me. "Oh, you know. Not much really." "Finished school?" I smiled and nodded as I remembered how he used to tell me how much he regretted not finishing the 11th grade. "Working?" Again, I nodded. "At a bookshop." He smiled. "Still reading as much?" "Oh, much more," I said and he laughed. I remembered that summer. I had finished a book every 3 days. It was an excuse to sit outside and be with him. "I thought you moved away," he said after a short silence. "I did. I live with my mom," I said, and for the first time in 3 years wished I was living with my dad, not with her. "Not very far though," I added. Again we were quiet. He was looking at me, now not smiling, but with a thoughtful look on his face. "How old are you now?" he asked finally. I raised an eyebrow slightly. 18. After I said that, I felt as though I was shouting to him, "I'm legal. You can take me now." And of course my cheeks burned. He nodded and put out his cigarette. So. Are you busy now? Oh God. No. I said, maybe a little too quickly. That made him laugh and he stood up straight. Come over then. No one is here. My heartbeat raced. I laughed nervously and took a step back. It's almost 1:30 a.m. He shrugged. So nothing. My mind raced and I nodded slightly as I went back in. Oh God, what was I doing? Brian, who I had the hugest crush on for almost 2 years. Brian had just asked me over. I quietly unlocked the door, managed to sneak out without waking up my dad and walked over to his parents' flat. I knocked on his door and in seconds he opened it. Hey Layla. He smiled. Hey Brian. He leaned against the door, grinning, still wearing nothing but those worn-out jeans. His muscles seemed to scream for my attention as I barely managed to tear my eyes away. You're shorter than I remember. He said, again looking me up and down. And you're taller. I smiled. He was probably about 6 feet. I was 5'3". I only just passed his shoulder. Come on in, he didn't move so I just walked past him. He smelt good and I realized how turned on I was. He closed the door and we went to sit down in the lounge. On the table in front of us I noticed a bottle of wine with 2 glasses. Without asking me he poured me a glass and handed it over. It's been almost 5 years, hasn't it? He asked and leaned back watching me. I nodded and took quite a large sip, trying to relax. So what are you doing now? I asked him. Nothing special. He carried on. What are you planning on doing now that you've finished school? Well, I got into university, planning on becoming a doctor. He smiled and I already managed to finish the glass. I knew you were one of those dreadfully clever girls. He said. I laughed nervously and shook my head. I didn't feel very clever now. I felt as though I was turning 14 again. He poured me more wine and watched me as I downed almost all of it in the first sip. He chuckled. Nervous? No. I quickly answered. But I almost laughed at how badly I lied. Did you realize what you did to me when I was 14? I asked suddenly. It was so horribly clear I couldn't drink. I was already feeling lightheaded. He laughed. What did I do to you when you were 14, Layla? I took another sip of wine, well, more like a gulp, and said, come on, you loved the fact that I had such a huge crush on you. I smiled and watched as he grinned back without saying anything. You knew. I said simply and finished the second glass. Yeah, but I only realized it after that night I told you I had sex with another girl. You looked so sad I thought you were going to cry. I laughed. I forgot about that, I didn't know what to do with myself after you asked if I heard any of what went on. Slowly I felt myself relaxing. I was only 14, I hardly knew about sex then. He laughed and moved a little closer to me and kept pouring me more wine. And I was so careful, I didn't want to ruin you. You were so sweet and innocent. Innocent? I smiled, thinking back. Not after I met you. I actually think I had my first orgasm thinking about you. Oh crap. No. I closed my eyes for a second then downed my glass yet again and put it on the table. Yeah. I shouldn't drink. Ever. I avoided looking at him but I could feel him watch my every move. Your first orgasm? He asked and I could hear him smiling. I desperately wanted to disappear and wondered if I could make a bigger fool of myself. No. Definitely gone as badly as possible. Fighting the impulse to hide my face in my hands, I made something that resembled a nervous laugh. It was probably closer to a cry though. My cheeks were burning and I thought about taking just another one more glass of wine. Well, maybe the whole bottle. What were you thinking about? He asked quietly, and I swallowed. Oh God, please don't ask me that. I whispered and looked at him. He was watching me, making me feel completely vulnerable, as if he could see way too much of me. When I saw you tonight, I hardly recognized you. He said, and I felt him come even closer. He was almost touching me now. You look absolutely stunning. I closed my eyes. I thought my heart might jump out of my throat. Have you ever been with anyone, Layla? He asked, and his voice was quiet and calm, almost pulling me to him. I still didn't open my eyes to look at him. I nodded. Once. No boyfriend? I shook my head. Now how does something like that happen? A beautiful girl like you shouldn't be left on her own. He tucked a strand of hair behind my ear, and I opened my eyes to find him much closer. I watched without moving as he moved closer still, and felt as he pulled my head to kiss him. It was so much better than my pathetic imagination could have even tried to conjure up, and I couldn't help but feel all my tension dissolve. As our bodies got even closer, I heard myself moan very quietly, hardly noticeably. But he noticed. His tongue made its way into my mouth and started playing with mine. He had incredible lips. He had one hand holding the back of my neck and the other went on my chest, very slowly making its way down to my breast. Once I felt his hand massaging my tits, I didn't moan so quietly. Very slowly he started to lay me down. I wrapped my arms around his neck, pulling him even closer, and I felt him get on top of me, between my legs. He pushed them open, and I could already feel him hard against me, and without thinking I pushed up to him. His hand slowly worked its way further down my stomach and slid under my shirt. I couldn't believe I was feeling his hand on me like this after all this time. Letting him touch me like this was unlike anything I ever did. And knowing that just made me want to do it even more. This would probably be a good time to describe myself a little. Like I said, I was small, short and thin with a really good body I worked hard for. My hair was quite short and black, and I have blue eyes. I had 34B tits and was very proud of them and always wore low cuts, like tonight. He had moved over to my neck and started sucking and nibbling lightly. He was touching one of the most sensitive parts of my body, and I arched my back and my hands went further down his back, pushing him into me. Brian. I moaned, and he started touching my nipples under my bra. His touch was so different from the other boy I was with. It was so experienced, so wonderfully exhilarating that I could feel myself getting wetter and wetter as the seconds passed. I could feel that need deep in the lower part of my stomach, and I spread my legs wider for him. He stood up and pulled me to him. He had my shirt off faster than I knew possible, and then he just stood there looking at me. I used to dream about doing this to you. He mumbled and slid his hands up my back and unsnapped my bra, pulling it off to reveal my breasts. My nipples were hard, and he didn't waste any time, and bent down to suck on the left and the right, got his fingers that pulled and pinched. His touch was making shock waves of pleasure shoot down me, right to my pussy, and I wasn't sure how long I could stand up straight. He started licking up my neck again, and his hand started unbuttoning my jeans. He pulled them down and left me standing there, only wearing my panties. Again he looked at me, but I didn't give him much time. I took over and started kissing down his chest, going on my knees in front of him, feeling for the first time in my life a true need to have a cock, his cock, in my mouth. He pulled off his jeans and stood in front of me only in his boxers. I rubbed at his bulge as I carried on kissing just above his boxers, kissing that incredibly sexy happy trail. Then I finally pulled them carefully off. Now, giving blow jobs was always something I liked doing, but his was still much bigger than what I was used to. He was probably about 8 inches and quite thick. I took his balls in my hand and started kissing my way to the top. He had pre-cum on the tip, and I licked it up, swirling my tongue around the head of his cock. I let the head in my mouth, sucking lightly while still twirling my tongue around the head and paying a little more attention to the underside of his dick. While one hand carried on massaging his balls gently, I started pumping his shaft with the other. I only had a few inches of him inside of me and I felt his hand come behind my head and apply very light pressure. While still holding the base of his cock, I pushed until I had about half of him in my mouth. I kept moving my tongue across the underside of his cock and then I decided to try and get a little more in. I pushed in and could feel him at the back of my throat and started swallowing, making my throat muscles massage him. He moaned to that and I pulled off a little then bobbed back down, pushing even lower. I started going a little faster and after only a couple of minutes he pulled me off, bending down to kiss me. "You are very good at that." He smiled and pulled me up to him. He had one of his hands on my ass and he started kneading it, causing me to moan and get wetter still. He pulled away to throw a blanket on the carpet. He lay me down and lay at my side, one arm behind my neck, the other slowly tracing the length of my chest and a little of my thighs. He was making goosebumps break out all through my body. By now I was practically aching for him, I needed him inside me so badly. Slowly he started pulling down my panties until I kicked them off. I watched him as his eyes roamed all over my body until stopping at my perfectly shaved pussy. "You look ridiculously sexy, Layla." He whispered and his hand rested on the lower part of my stomach, only almost touching, and I was breathing hard. Incredibly aroused and wishing he would touch me already. "Let's see how wet you are for me, baby," he said and finally slid his hand over my pussy, making me gasp as he pushed a finger inside of me. He smiled, kissed my neck and whispered, "Good girl," and nibbled at my ear while sliding yet another finger in. "Brian." I moaned desperately and I felt his thumb find my clit. "Oh God, please. What, baby? What do you want?" he said and I felt his cock rub against my leg. "Please, I need you inside of me." I groaned as a third finger stretched me. "Please, Brian, I need you to fuck me." My eyes closed in pleasure as he arched his fingers deep inside of me. "I can't wait anymore, Brian, I need your cock," he smiled and got between my legs and pulled out his fingers, and I finally felt his cock at my entrance. I moaned and pushed my hips up to him. He pushed in the head and I gasped. I had never been stretched so much and it hurt a little. I clung to his neck and he waited until my body relaxed, and then pushed in a little more. "Oh God." I moaned into his shoulder. He held me tightly and kept pushing in slowly. When he was fully in, he groaned and kissed my neck again. "You feel incredible," he whispered to me and pulled out a couple of inches to push back in, quite hard. I moaned and arched my back in pleasure. I wrapped my legs around him. He held himself up by one hand on his elbow and the other went to my ass. He started pulling almost all the way out and then pushing back in. He was hitting that spot inside of me every time and I was moaning quite loudly. "Faster, Brian." I moaned and he started going faster and gave me a gentle slap on my ass. I couldn't believe how good it felt and I pushed up against him, so he did it again, harder, and I gasped as vibrations of pure pleasure shot through me. "Yes." I moaned and could start to feel myself get close. It was only a couple of seconds later that he gave one particularly hard thrust inside of me and then suddenly stopped. My eyes shot open in surprise, my body squirming with the desperate need to come. "Brian, no." I groaned and tried to move my hips, but he held me down and bent closer to me so his mouth was above mine. "Stop moving," he said, and something about his voice made me stop. "I decide when you can come." He rocked very gently inside of me and I moaned. He had started pulling out of me very slowly, and when he felt me calm down he smiled, and then drove it back in with such force, I screamed and dug my nails in his back. He groaned and started going faster and faster, slamming into me harder and harder, and in only a minute I felt close again. And he stopped. "No." I screamed in frustration, but it didn't stop him from doing it another three times before he asked me if I wanted him to let me come. "Oh God, yes, please, I can't take this anymore." I groaned as I felt him go even deeper inside of me. I'm begging you. I arched my back as I felt him speed up. And then it finally happened, the most incredible heat swept through me, my muscles tensed and I held onto him as tightly as I could. Intense pleasure spread through me and I felt my body shake and my pussy muscles clench around him. I heard him groan and felt him slow his thrusts so I could calm down yet still managing to make it last for at least a couple of minutes. Oh my God. I whispered when I finally managed to find my voice. Oh my God, my body felt spent yet he was still keeping me going. He started kissing me, letting me relax and the two of us stayed quite still as he let almost all his weight down on me. One hand went back behind my neck and the other traveled up to my breast. Our tongues wrestled each other in perfect sync. I loved the way he kissed me. After a couple of minutes he started rocking inside of me once again, making me want even more and I moaned as he carried on touching my sensitive skin. He had the most incredible hands, hands that made me do exactly as he instructed. He slowly managed to turn us over so I was on top of him. He sat up against the wall and I moaned as again he seemed to go impossibly deeper. Oh yeah, he said quietly and his hands moved to my hips, pulling me up a little, then dropping me back down. I clutched his neck and started moving on my own, rocking on him, occasionally pulling myself up so that only his head was still inside of me, then falling back down. Making the two of us groan in pleasure. When he started thrusting up inside of me, I felt myself coming yet again and my body curled slightly. This time was even better than before, but this time I didn't stop moving, I just went faster. He groaned and pushed me down hard on his shaft. You look amazing when you come. He whispered breathlessly to me and I laughed slightly making my muscles tense up and we both moaned. He pulled me off him and stood up, he held out his hand to help me up and I was surprised how badly my legs were shaking. We smiled at each other. Lie down on the couch on your stomach. He said as both his hands moved to my ass. I moaned again but frowned a little. On my stomach? Trust me. Lie down. He said and I did as I was told. He slid him climb on top of me and spread my legs. You have a great ass. He said and he slapped it a little, making me hold on tightly to the couch, trying not to scream with pleasure. I could feel his dick resting in the crack of my ass and he was making me slightly nervous but I still dreadfully wanted to come again. And he was making me so horny. Lift your hips a little. Again I did as I was told and he slipped inside my pussy, making us both groan in pleasure. Damn Layla, lift your hips a little. Again I did as I was told and he slipped inside my pussy, making us both groan in pleasure. Damn Layla, you feel so good. He moaned and kissed the back of my neck. I spread my legs a little wider for him but couldn't talk, the pleasure was so immense. Every stroke he made I had to bite down on the cushion to stifle the screams. It only took me a few minutes to come yet again and he still didn't stop, he pulled me up so we were now in doggy style and he started fucking me insanely fast. Before I managed to come again he flipped me back on my back and started kissing my neck while hammering into me. Are you close? He asked me breathlessly and I managed to nod. Do you want me to come inside of you? I moaned in pleasure at the thought and started pushing up to meet his thrusts. Oh God, fuck me harder. I groaned, and he did. In seconds I was screaming through my strongest orgasm that night and he breathed quickly and moaned as he pushed himself as deep as he could inside of me. My muscles were clamping down on him and I felt him get even harder. Then, seconds later, I felt that wonderful warm feeling of someone coming inside of you. His dick pulsed impossibly deep inside of me and we lay in a tangled mess for minutes without moving. When we managed to calm our breathing down he sat up slightly and looked at me. I have to tell you, he said with a smile. That was the best sex I have ever had. I laughed, feeling an after wave of the orgasm, then it turned into a moan. Ah. I closed my eyes in pleasure and I felt him move my hair off my face. Can you believe I've never even come before? I whispered with a grin when I managed to talk again. He chuckled and I opened my eyes to look at him. He was smiling and had a look of total satisfaction on his face, probably the same expression that was on mine. After a few minutes he got out of me and stood up. I stayed lying on the couch, not totally sure I could move. He came back with 2 cups of water. I was covered in sweat, his and mine. I could feel his cum start to drip out of me and I was hotter than I could ever remember being. I glanced at my watch and sure enough we were at it for almost 2 hours. It was almost 3:30. "Fancy taking a shower with me?" he asked with a smile. "I'm not completely sure I can move," I grinned. "But yes." He held out his hand and helped me up. After taking a quick shower, we both collapsed on his bed and fell asleep. Stay in the mood. Reading. Sex.